Welcome to another episode of Ananda Marga Dharmacast. This is a podcast series addressing topics in spirituality using the teachings of Sri Sri Anandamurti as our starting point. And I'm your host, Dada Veda Pragyananda, or you can call me Dada Veda. So today, I'd like to address a question that was posed to me by one of my meditation students. He said, Dada, what is the Atman? So you might have read about this term Atman in books of philosophy or other books describing spirituality from India. So what do we mean by Atman? So although it's a term of philosophy, you could say, but if we look at it from our own perspective, we could figure it out a little bit. So we have a very active mind, a human mind. That's the what has really separated ourselves or distinguished ourselves from a lot of the other living beings. It's a very developed mind. But this developed mind has different parts of it. Some of it are quite similar to what animals and plants have, but some of it is very advanced. So let's look at that. So we have a part of the mind which is where we have the sense of, I do this, yeah, I'll pick up that, I will do that, I will meet that person, I will talk, I will say this, I will eat this, I will drink that. And this is, and we also, and this eye of this particular eye, which psychologists will call the ego, and the yogis also have another term for it, ahang tattva, that eye. So we have that eye. We have that eye. That's for sure. That's why we say I will do this. I will do. We have a sense of agency. We have a sense that we can do things. This is one part of the I. But we can also sometimes withdraw a little bit and go beyond that. Like, here's a good example of that is, suppose you're angry and you get into a rage. And sometimes we can't control ourselves when we get into, you've heard the road rage, people just go crazy and on the highways when they get angered. But sometimes in the middle of this rage, we can drop back and we can witness it. We say, oh yeah, I'm getting angry. Then you can control it. So what is that part of the mind? That's part of the mind is the mind, the pure existence. And that's why all human beings can say, yes, I exist. And it has nothing to do with whatever you're doing or that. But I exist. This is called the great factor in Sanskrit, mahatattva, or you can just say the existential factor. So that's an important part of the mind. But there is another statement, another thing which we can say. We can say, I know I exist. So we have the eye of doing stuff, the eye of just sitting back, existing, but there's even more. You say, I know I exist. What is that? It's the witness of the mind. Just like part of your mind can witness you becoming angry, there's another part of the mind that can witness you just existing. I know I exist. I've said part of the mind, but it's really beyond that. It's the witness of the mind. The witness of the mind. It's the witnessing consciousness of the mind. And because it's called the Atman, that's really what the Atman is. You can say, what is the Atman? It's the witnessing consciousness. It's the witnessing consciousness of the mind. And it is really, another way to look at it, it is your divine spark that's within you. That's really important. Because this universe also is witnessed by a consciousness. There is a consciousness which witnesses this universe, and there is a consciousness that that witnesses this mind. It anchors. It's the anchor point of your mind. Just like if there's no witnessing faculty, then things will dissolve. You know, there was once people say, well, if a tree falls in a forest and no one sees it falling, well, does it fall? You say, yes, of course it falls. You know, we can go there 5 days later and then we will find, yeah, that tree fell. So we had to. But if there was not, something was witnessing it, so, and that's that witness of this entire universe is the Supreme Consciousness. The Supreme Consciousness is holding this entire universe. And that Supreme Consciousness has its some branches, you can say. And one of them is that small piece of consciousness which is witnessing you and which holds you together. And that is the Atman. So that is the Atman. And the collection of all the Atmans is called Paramatman or Supreme Atman, Supreme Consciousness. But at the base of existence is consciousness. And mind that we have comes out of that consciousness. This world that we have, this universe, has come out of that consciousness. It's a question of philosophy, no doubt. But the way to experience it is in meditation, personally. So what we do in meditation is we withdraw from this world around us, and we withdraw from the extremities of the body and bring our mind into one point, and that mind is surrounded by consciousness, and we go deep, 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 deep beyond the chit-chat of the mind, you know, with she said that to me, and I said that to her, and he said that to me, I'm going to do this. We go beyond that chitter-chatter, and we go to a very quiet place, of that existential place, just existing. But then we go beyond that, to that place of where does the witness of that, even that quiet mind, where is that witness? And when we find that witness, then we find the Atman. And the yogis who have reached that point, they tell us one thing. They say that Atman is the bliss. It is the unending happiness. And that is the driving force in humans to search for that. And that's why people don't get satisfied in this world. There's always some more. If you get $1 million, you want $2 million. If you have this happiness, you're going to want another happiness. But the mystics, the yogis say that when you withdraw and you go to your existence and you go beyond your existence to the Atman, the realm of the Atman, of that the consciousness, that's where bliss is. And that's where you're satiated. And that's where your human quest is culminated. And that is the path that humans are on. And this capacity to walk like this, to even start to think about this, is what really separates humans from other living beings. This is our dharma, this is our nature, our divine nature. We share some of our nature with the plants and animals around us. We do, no doubt, but we also have a higher calling, or a different calling, you could say. I don't want to denigrate anybody or anything, but we have a special characteristics which is rare in this universe, and that's why we should cultivate it, and that's what spiritual practice is. So this question of the Atman goes really to the heart of the question of who am I, what am I supposed to do, where am I going. So we're trying to reach that Atman, that pure consciousness, the witnessing consciousness. And when we get that, the Atman is also another way to look at it, is a drop in an ocean. And if you know that drop, it's the same quality as the ocean. And that drop will merge in the ocean. That is mysticism or cosmic consciousness, you can say. So that's what we're trying to do. So this question of Atman is a very important one. And later on, if you study philosophy, you'll see that's how, if you want to go into reincarnation and things like that, how could there be? That provides the key to the mechanism of how that could be. But we can address that at another time. That's a little bit more detailed. But Atman is very important. It's really the essence of your being, the essence of our being. And we find that essence, we'll find love, and we will find bliss, and we will find the culmination of what why we're here on this earth right now. That's how I look at it. But anyway, that's a starting point, so you can think about that. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And if you like this, if you're on YouTube, give it a thumbs up, subscribe. And even if you think that this little presentation is helpful and might be helpful to some friends, share it. Or if you want to comment, give me how you look at the Atman, how you look at consciousness, then that would be also a great thing to do. Put it out down in the comments. So that's all. I'll be back. And as always, I greet you with the yoga greeting. Namaskar means I salute the divinity within you with all my mind and all the love and cordiality of my heart.